Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 29. Cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 46. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tonk. Gary Foster is still missing after crews searched throughout the weekend on land near Abbeville. There were 197 walkers, according to Faith Roper, Foster's granddaughter. Gary Foster, an 80-year-old white male, was last seen at 5 p.m. Thursday, December 19th, wearing blue jeans and a plaid button-up long-sleeve shirt. Gary is believed to have left his residence on foot in an unknown direction from 9811 South Peace Road in western Reno County. He's 5'6", 178 pounds, hazel eyes with a gray beard and grayish brown hair. If located, please call 911. A man is behind bars early this morning in the Shawnee County Jail after his arrest in connection with arson following a fire that caused an estimated $7,500 in damage at a downtown Topeka business. Derek Joe Martinez, 38, was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Jail in connection with one count of arson and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge replacement and pavement reconstruction project along U.S. 281 in Osborne County the week of December 30th. The almost $19 million project will involve the removal and replacement of the bridge over the North Fork Solomon River located south of Portis. In addition, KDOT will also reconstruct approximately 3.5 miles of U.S. 281 between the North U.S. 24 Junction and the South City limits of Portis. A car dealership and its owner have been found guilty in contempt of court, resulting in jail time for the owner. That's according to Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The District Attorney's Consumer Protection Division filed a show cause motion against 37 Auto Sales LLC at 1739 North Broadway in Wichita and its owner, Jacobs Lucky, arguing they were in contempt of court for continuing to sell cars after being ordered not to do so. Mr. Lucky was sent to jail on November 26th, and he does remain in jail. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture has said that they are working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture with its Animal Plant Health Inspection Service after they've announced more than 5 different cases of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Nebraska poultry flocks, where they say 4 of them have been reported this month alone. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the latest 2 cases have been found in small backyard chicken flocks out of Sarpy County and a mixed backyard flock in Lancaster County, Nebraska. Before that, there have been detections as well in a commercial turkey flock out of Nemaha County and one in a small backyard chicken flock in Dodge County. As according to the state veterinarian, Dr. Roger Dudley, he says they expect to see more instances of the highly contagious virus because it was circulating in wild birds, commercial and backyard flocks all around the state. Health officials in Nebraska are urging poultry producers to monitor their birds because the avian flu spreads easily through the nasal and eye secretions.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ring in the new year where the winners play. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Can you make 2025 better? Cold hard cash. Seven Clans is giving away $70,000 in cash December 31st. This New Year's Eve. Drawings begin at 12:15 p.m. and continue up to a rollover grand prize at 12:15 a.m. Entries with your Seven Clans players card beginning on December 26th. Don't miss this epic chance to win your part of $70,000 in cash. It's the New Year's party you can't afford to miss. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk, Oklahoma. Where the winners play.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve permanent change of office hours for certain offices in the county building and the health department. All hours are posted at specific locations and are also posted on the Marshall County website. Following several executive sessions, commissioners unanimously approved a settlement with Francine Cromie, who was dismissed as county appraiser. The Marysville Advocate requested terms of the agreement through the Kansas Open Records Act. Cromie will reportedly remain on payroll status through the end of June 2025, the end of her contract, with Marshall County paying 80% of salary and continuing insurance and caper's match, plus compensation for unused vacation time. Cromie would then waive future rights to legal actions or appeal. She was fired August 5th after suspension in June this past year. Sealed bids are due December 27th for the 6.2 acres in East Marysville, which was previously purchased and designated for a new county jail facility. Marshall County Courthouse will be closing at noon Tuesday, December 24th, and remain closed December 25th and 26th in observance of Christmas. The courthouse will reopen Friday, December 27th, from 7:30 until noon. Year-end closeout is December 31st, and the courthouse will remain closed for New Year's January 1st. U.S. Department of Energy recently announced 10 proposed national interest electric transmission corridor projects have been scaled down to 3, none of which will run through Kansas. In the meantime, the Grain Belt Express Transmission Line approved by the KCC will continue through the state regulatory process. While the route fell within borders of one of the proposed DOE corridors, including northeast Kansas, its status as a previously approved project had not changed and is moving forward. John Germer with Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society was our public affairs guest this past weekend.
Some history of the depot is that a lot of local people may not realize the historical significance of it, is that it was built in 1929, and the architect was Gilbert Stanley Underwood, who was a quite famous architect and did several depots. He designed the Overland Station Depot in Topeka. There's one in Abilene, but he also did ones at some national parks. I believe he did one in Yellowstone, if I'm not mistaken, and a couple other national parks. He is a very important and well-respected architect in this particular style of building. And, you know, over the years, it changed. It used to host passenger service until 1955, which is what we're trying to get it back to, is its original footprint and its original beauty, because, like, the floor had been covered with linoleum, and they had put up a bunch of interior walls and painted over a lot of surfaces, and so we're restoring it back to its original. And then in the 1970s, it became a place where the UP train master and telegraphers and dispatchers and trainmen would go to work. And then it was eventually the local yard office. And then in 2016, it was added to the National Register of Historic Places. So It was, like I say, it was excess to the UP, and they didn't have any use for it and really wanted to tear it down, but really glad that they didn't.
If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast at our website, KeyNDYRadio.com. The group has completed substantial renovations on the nearly century-old landmark in Marysville, and a capital campaign is currently underway to fully fund completion of the building's electric, plumbing, and HVAC systems, which are projected to top $1.5 million.
We actually officially started the campaign right after Labor Day, and our intent is to attract some, medium to large size donors within the Marysville, Marshall County area, but also, a wider group of donors that may be available across the country, former railroad officials, and people that we've had business dealings with in the past and stuff. So it's ongoing, but the idea is to kind of capitalize on end of year giving that people might be able to do.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a chance for some freezing fog and our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some freezing fog may linger early Tuesday morning, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying partly sunny throughout Christmas Day Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s and partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Thursday, cloudy and warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And some showers and thunderstorms may be possible throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. There will be a chance for some rain showers into Friday as well, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And rain may continue into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Rain showers are possible early Saturday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, and partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late December 41, record high on this date 72. The average low 21, and the record low is minus 22. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening 5:09.
Giving or receiving homemade food for the holidays? We have some safety reminders on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 23rd, the 358th day of the year. Actor Harry Shearer has a birthday, and C. Clement Moore's poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, was first published on this day in 1823. Homemade gifts are some of the most gratifying to receive during the holidays. If those include food, keep in mind some rules of thumb for handling perishables. With homemade canned goods, check the seal. Push the top of the jar lid. It should be concave and not making a clicking sound. If the seal is good, most canned items are shelf stable from 2 to 5 years. With no preservatives, homemade food should be refrigerated after opening. Jams, jellies, or pickles will keep up to 3 months. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more seasonal tips online at almanac.com.
all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This holiday season, Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville is giving you a chance to win big. This is Andrew Crownover, and until Christmas, stop in and pick up a Hot Wheels car with a chance to win a free oil change, car detailing, or other great prizes. Check out our Facebook page for updated prizes and winners.
Professional Barber Stylist reminds listeners to stay warm this Christmas season by spending some quality time with your loved ones, enjoying delicious food and beautifully wrapped presents. Merry Christmas, everyone, from your friends at Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care in the hope St. Nick soon will be there. An Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop hopes this Christmas season your stockings are full with abundant love and joy from family and friends. Have a Merry Christmas. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is two games left of the regular season for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs ended up topping the Texans over the weekend on Saturday with a 27-19 victory. It keeps them atop the AFC West as they only have one loss during the regular season. They now play on Christmas Day coming up on Wednesday with kickoff at 12 p.m. They are on the road taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs dominated the Texans on Saturday, putting a total of 375 yards on the board with 251 passing yards and 124 rushing. Patrick Mahomes, even with his sprained ankle, went 28 for 41, having 260 yards on the game with one touchdown. Kareem Hunt, Patrick Mahomes, Xavier Worthy, and Trent McDuffie all had their touchdowns for the game. After the Christmas Day game coming up on Wednesday against the Steelers, the Chiefs have one more game left coming up on Sunday, January 5th, where they are on the road taking on the Denver Broncos. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino Linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Ring in the new year where the winners play. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Can you make 2025 better?
Cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans is giving away $70,000 in cash December 31st.
This New Year's Eve.
Drawings begin at 12:15 p.m. and continue up to a rollover grand prize at 12:15 a.m.
Entries with your Seven Clans player's card beginning on December 26th.
Don't miss this epic chance
to win your part of $70,000 in cash.
It's a New Year's party you can't afford to miss.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Highway 77, Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Where the winners play.
It was an upset victory for the Wichita State Shockers basketball team as they beat the Kansas State Wildcats on Saturday this weekend with an 84-65 victory. The Wildcats did top the Shockers going into the end of the first half, having 33 points on the board compared to the Shockers' 29. But the Shockers came back in the second half, putting 55 points on the board with the 32 for the Wildcats. Overall, the Shockers went 30-59 for field goals at a 50% rate, going 4-for-10 in three-pointers and 20-22 for free throws. The victory for the Shockers puts them 9-3 for the regular season now. The Wildcats dropped to 6-5 overall for the regular season. Kansas State now having the Christmas holiday off, coming back on Monday, December 30th, as they have a 6 p.m. tip-off then against number 19, Cincinnati. The Shockers are now back in action at home on Sunday, December 29th at 5 p.m. as they take on Friends University from Wichita. With their 9-3 record, they currently sit number 2 in the American Athletic Conference. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Friday night basketball action in girls' play. Marysville took Concordia 41-34. Wamego beat Abilene 67-23. Clay Center girls top Chapman 67-37. Clifton Clyde over Rock Creek 67-51. Centralia girls beat Valley Heights 56-45. Hanover topped Washington County 64-26. Frankfort down to Onega 51-35 and Axtell won over Flint Hills Christian 62-13. Dealer Odell girls over Lewiston 61-10. And Saturday, Southern girls fell to HTRS 42-38. In boys play Friday, Concordia beat Marysville 59-42. Abilene over Wamego 64-41. Clay Setter down Chapman 81-17, while Rock Creek held off Clifton Clyde 77-44. Valley Heights boys fall to Centralia 67-38. Hanover boys took Washington County 81-33. Frankfort beat Onega 63-35. Axtell over Flint Hills Christian 83-9. Diller Odell boys topped Lewiston 45-36, and Southern beat HTRS 65-44.
No matter where you live, you can enjoy roses all year round. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Harvest the colorful rose hips and add them to your winter arrangements or outdoor displays. They combine nicely with fresh greens and other dried material. Be sure to leave a few on the plants for the birds to enjoy. Enlarge and frame your best pictures of your favorite roses. They're sure to brighten those winter days. Don't stop there. Print them on totes, create greeting cards, and give them as gifts. Purchase one of the small tabletop roses to tend and admire all winter long. Just place it in a cool, bright location and keep the soil slightly moist. Pour off any excess water that collects in the foil wrap or saucer. Share your love of gardening with others and help a friend plant a garden filled with low-maintenance, repeat-blooming roses. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Once upon a time, a farm needed bells. Bells were used in conjunction with livestock and other pursuits. Times have changed, but this company remains, and they'll still make bells for farms and much more. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
C.C. Bevan enjoys her work here and a family-owned business, a business that dates to the first decades of this nation.
Its company was started in 1832 by four brothers. We've been around almost 200 years now.
Those brothers came to this country as indentured servants working for a bell maker. They paid off their passage to America and then began what is Bevan Bells today. This town was the place where bells in this country were made.
At one point in East Hampton, we had over 20 bell manufacturers making bells, and luckily today we are the last ones remaining.
Of course, the use of bells back when the company began is much different than today.
Tremendous amount of safety use for bells, so sleigh bells were absolutely massive for us. We would have catalogs 20 pages long of different styles and configurations of sleigh bells.
Today, a cowbell might be a gift or a musical instrument. Back then, it was an essential part of raising livestock.
Agriculture naturally was a very huge part of our business, and it still to this day is part of our business, but definitely not as big as it was. But back then, we made everything from turkey bells and goat bells and sheep bells and cow bells.
While bells are often given as gifts, you may be surprised how this company still meets the needs of industries that need bells in their line of work.
We do safety bells in mines all over the world. We have bells that are on food trucks and food bikes all over the world. So those are very much serving an industrial type of purpose.
You'll notice the background noise in this interview as Cece and I walk the factory floor to see the bells being produced today. It's a treat to see how many places these bells wind up, and I'll share more next time as we travel the countryside in East Hampton, Connecticut. I'm Andrew McCray.
Two
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
You wouldn't think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can catch fire or even explode if they come in contact with metal as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
We all have batteries around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, got a positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a top tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's anything combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or putting in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
The conditions would have to be just right with metal touching other batteries, such as AA's, or more than one AA to complete the electrical circuit. Then, some sort of combustible material like paper would need to be nearby for the fire to start. However, junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips and keys can create that perfect condition. Learn more about home battery safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Careful, or you might wind up with coal in your stocking. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. That phrase about getting coal for Christmas isn't one you hear much anymore, but millions of kids did hear it way back when. The idea was that if you weren't good, you'd get a lump of coal in your stocking instead of toys or something else you might like. But that's really the opposite idea of what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about God giving us a wonderful gift, even though we're not good. The gift of Jesus isn't a reward for good behavior, but an act of mercy and grace toward the undeserving. God has reached out to us with tidings of comfort and joy, and that's why Christmas is merry, very merry indeed. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
The head of the National Farmers Union says a farm bill needs to be passed now. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A bunch of farm groups have sent me statements recently about the need to get a new farm bill passed, or in lieu of that, some sort of temporary assistance for farmers. Here's the president of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue.
I don't know whether you should call it a crisis of leadership or a failure of leadership, but it's beyond embarrassing that we don't have a farm bill completed right now.
LaRue told the South Dakota State Farmers Union convention that many people made campaign promises going into the November election, but he sees a lot of uncertainty right now.
Our job right now, certainly at National, and we'll be reaching out for help, is to recognize that there are going to be lots of places where we have some opportunities, and we need to grab those opportunities wherever they are.
But, says LaRue, further delay of a farm bill could be costly.
My worry about trying to get some of the other policy topics in there is that next year is not a good time to be writing a farm bill. Farmers need it now more than ever, and we're going to be needing a stronger safety net. We're going to be needing that certainty of permanent disaster. Next year, the tone is all going to be about finding ways to cut programs.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Monday. On your farm, broadcaster sits back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, with the Christmas holiday upon us, there will be no new farm bill in the stockings of United States farmers and ranchers. But Chuck Connor, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives president and CEO, says with the new year and new Congress coming in the next couple of weeks, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to get it done sooner than later.
My farm bill experience goes back to 1981, so a lot longer than 20 years. This will be the ninth farm bill that I've been involved in some way or another. So I've seen it all. What is frustrating about this farm bill is those previous bills that I've worked on all eight of them, I would say that the differences in policy that we had to work through were much greater than this farm bill.
This farm bill should not have taken this long to complete.
We don't have much in the way of differences. We just can't get the politicians to sit down and work out those what would be considered relatively minor differences by historical standards. That's what's frustrating. We're 2 years late on a bill that should have been a slam dunk and done in the first couple of months because our differences are not that great.
Connor says Congress has many other items on their to-do list, so putting off the farm bill in early 2025 is not the answer. Now, in other news, America's dairy exports to Mexico are approaching record levels as consumer demand for dairy products continues to outpace the country's production. Mexico is the leading market for U.S. dairy products, comprising over one-fourth of international sales. Dairy product consumption in Mexico has increased by 50 pounds per capita since 2011. A new Kilbank report says the upside potential for increasing U.S. dairy sales to Mexico remains strong in broader export market opportunities. opportunities are positioning the U.S. dairy industry for long-term growth. Dairy product sales to Mexico have the potential for continued growth as more consumers enter the middle class and seek higher quality proteins and fats, says Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist for CoBank. Sam Speck with your latest ag news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Mono, your inflow out at Rusty at Ford. Up to 18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214-710. 24 Mach-E, 299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 mile per year lease, 7633 down. Stock number 24C-548, sales price 48,850. 24 Edge, 359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 39,96 down. Stock number 214-026, sales price 35,999. 24 F-150, 349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 47.50 down. Stock number 214-653. Sales price 47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, 199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 50.07 down. Stock number 214-746. Sales price 33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
A thick layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Sometimes the weight of a heavy snowfall is too much for a barn or outbuilding and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
The dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so he suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. Keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned, there are signs of damage to watch for.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at the side walls, the trusses, if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about snow load at agriculture.com.
Harsh winters in our area can drive up your energy costs. Protect your home and wallet this year by stopping at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Seal drafty windows and doors with weather stripping and draft stoppers. Grab durable window and door wrap or new ductwork and replace your furnace filter for improved energy efficiency, lower repair costs, and a more comfortable home. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to protect your home and stay warm this winter.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Cases of New World screwworm have been reported in southern Mexico, according to Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith. He discusses the impacts of this pest on animal health.
Well, obviously, it's very, very irritating. So we'll see animals that, you know, they report these animals are very agitated. They have that. They don't feel good. They go off feed and that. But honestly, if left untreated and left unmanaged, it will continue to go in and can cause issues within the brain of these animals, depending on what that source is, and just cause a lot of debilitating injuries and disease from that perspective. But yeah, it's more of a debilitating disease.
He relays how specialists reduce New World screwworm cases.
It's kind of a multi-factor component. The biggest part of it is the fact of using a process called sterile flies. And so one of the things that's happening in South America, we know that South America is endemic. So for many years, we've had a process in South America in the Panama, the Darien Gap, to where they've released sterile flies on a routine basis. And the reason that works is the female screwworm fly only mates one time. So if we can have her mate to a sterile fly, then they won't progress on. So that's our big preventative measures, is the release of these millions of sterile flies on a routine basis. From a treatment component, any of our, you know, the avermectins, any of our dewormers, that they're systemic dewormers, will take care of it. You tend to have to give a multiple dose to it. But, and then just physically treating the wound, you know, physically removing those larvae as you see them and extracting them.
Smith explains how farmers and ranchers can identify this parasite.
Early on, it's going to be that wound, and when you get to digging around in there and cleaning it up, you'll see these larvae in there. And the screwworm larva is distinct. I don't know that I, from our typical day-to-day maggots, but they're a conical shape. They actually have little blades that they can screw down into that living tissue out there. I think it's more about the fact of just making sure that you treat anything you do appropriately. If you are dehorning, if you're castrating your cattle or whatever, that type of thing, take the appropriate precautions of treating the wounds, providing some antiseptic, and doing it in a safe manner.
That was Justin Smith, Kansas Animal Health Commissioner, on New World screwworm, a parasite spotted recently in North America. Learn more about New World screwworm at www.aphis.usda.gov. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good Monday. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we push through this midday portion of this Monday day of trade, let's go ahead and dive through the grains and the oilseeds to start. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat are all still trending higher. March Kansas City wheat now up 7.5 to 552 and a quarter. Maize up 7.5 at 560 per bushel. Oats still a few cents lower on the day. March oats currently down 4.75 at 346 and a half. It's two-sided trade for corn here this morning, and now into the afternoon. Still still seeing March corn up a penny at 447 and a quarter. May's up 1 1/4 to 453 per bushel. There is some shaky two-sided trade in the later contracts, as mentioned. Nothing but red for the soybeans. January beans down a nickel at 969 and a half. March to 975 and 3/4. That's down 3.5 cents. January soybean meal down 330 to 291.20. And soybean oil is still higher. January up 42 at 39.90. Cotton's also higher. March cotton up 129 at 69.35. Taking a look now into the livestock, cattle markets are mixed this morning and into the afternoon. December live cattle down 27 at 191.05. February's down 87 at 187.52. Nothing but green for the feeders, though. January feeder cattle up 127 to 256.87. March to 256.32. That's 50 cents in the green. Triple-digit losses for the hogs, though. February lean hogs down 160 at 84.32. April to 89.50. That's 102 in the red. Let's go down Wall Street now as we see the Dow Jones down slightly, 40 points in the red to 42,799. S&P's up 26 at 5,957. And the NASDAQ up 146 at 19,719. Into the energy markets, crude oil still down 39 at $69.07 a barrel. Unleaded gas drops a penny down to 193 a gallon. Heating oil's about a half cent in the red to 222. And natural gas down 8 at 366. December gold's down 14.30 at 26.1440. Silver's up 23 cents at 29.89 per ounce. And the dollar index up 49 at 107.845.
Model your inflow out at Rusty at Ford. Up to 18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214-710. 24 Mach-E, 299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 mile per year lease, 7633 town. Stock number 24C-548, sales price 48,850. 24 Edge, 359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 39,96 down. Stock number 214-026, sales price 35,999. 24 F-150, 349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 47.50 down. Stock number 214653. Sales price 47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, 199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 50.07 down. Stock number 214746. Sales price 33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
New 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include an LTZ71 model and another High Country edition. They have a 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500, a 24 Chevy Colorado, and a 2024 Chevy Suburban. New and awaiting your test drive at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. After solid gains to end last week, stocks are starting this one mixed. The Dow headed into the midday off by nearly 200 points. The NASDAQ, though, was higher by 0.4%. The S&P 500 was about flat. The Container Store has filed for bankruptcy protection as the storage and organizational goods retailer with roots dating back to the 1970s grapples with mounting losses and cash flow shortages. The company will continue to operate normally through the bankruptcy process. Likewise, there are no celebrations for Party City after the retailer filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 2 years. The Party supply chain plans to close 700 stores and to wind down operations. It's been struggling since the pandemic. Stellantis is reversing a decision to lay off about 1,100 workers at an Ohio Jeep plant. The parent to Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram has been dealing with slipping sales in North America. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
As we take time to reflect on the past year's challenges and blessings, may hope, peace, and joy be at the forefront of your Christmas wishes.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Landall Company thanks their employees, customers, and friends who have made this a year to remember. May the new year bring goodwill and prosperity to you and your families. Look to Landall Company for your employment opportunities. Learn more, landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.